make sure that they stick to requirements that we imposed on them, and that was to keep the toll-free route, three of them, and also to keep the toll affordable for the routes that are tolled, and another half a dozen restrictions that we placed on them. So we're monitoring that, but right now they're in the bidding out phase. They have awarded the first bid to a large construction company out of Omaha, Nebraska, and they and the name escapes me right now. And they've been awarded Project 1. There's two projects. One is the big cable stay bridge and the intersections that are going in over kind of on the Mobile side of the bridge. That has been awarded. And so they're putting their team together. And
what's the price tag on that one?
I think that part's maybe about $1.5 to $1.6 billion.
With a B, billion.
The second part, which would come in roughly another $1 billion, would be Project 2, which is the new, more elevated bayway portion that will pick up at the end of the cable stay bridge and will run all the way, to the Daphne Spanish Fort Fairhope intersection,
now,
we'll call it.
Please tell me there's going to be another exit made, and we're not going to put all that traffic to bottleneck at the same spot where the existing bridge is.
Well, we're going to widen I-10 at that spot. It's going to go to 6 lanes a little further to the east. And when we've talked about, we can't control this, of course, but we've talked to ALDOT about the need to 6 lane even further. It'd be nice to have it 6 lane all the way to the Foley Beach
Express. The bayway?
No.
I'm talking about getting traffic off of eastbound.
Well, you mentioned the bottleneck.
On the new bridge.
Yeah.
Where's it going? Where's it exiting?
It's going. There's going to be two. There's going to be a mid-bay exit again, and there's going to also be an exit in Daphne,
A new exit. Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Very good.
But it will still be connected to I-10 right there.
It'll still be the same exact location. Mm-hmm. But you mentioned bottleneck, so I wanted to just be sure that people understood that we'll be pushing the lane, the six laning of that. Remember, that'll be six lanes instead of a four lanes. We don't want them to come off the bayway and immediately go down to four lanes.
Yeah.
So they're trying to push that further to Malbus and then on eventually to 181 and Foley Beach Express and maybe in due time to the Florida line.
Funding. How's funding going? I saw recently on TV and in the news that y'all were not awarded a major grant you were expecting or that you had applied for. Tell us about that.
I think that, maybe people thought we were expecting. We were hopeful that we would get it. So it doesn't change the fact that it doesn't change any of the cost of construction. Doesn't cost any of the tolling costs. What that would do was, remember, we said we're going to continue to go after federal grants. And as we get that, we will prepay, the loan off. So what that means is the term of the loan would just be reduced. Maybe it goes from, 35 years to 25 years or 30 years to 20 years. So the cost stays the same. The toll structure stays the same. And we just continue to reduce that. But just because we didn't win it, you don't always win, just like the Airport Authority we were talking about at the beginning of the show. You don't always win the first time you apply. You keep reapplying and reapplying. And we will reapply for that mega grant again this spring or summer. And maybe we'll be successful in getting it next year. We're also reapplying for the bridge grants. We will continue to push ALDOT for more money.
So how much do we have? How much money do we have
so
now?
So right now we have $375 million committed. And $125 million from the federal government and $250 million minimum from the state government.
And we need $2.1 billion?
$2.7 billion. Well, that's the total cost. You don't need that in grant money because if you had it all in grants, you wouldn't have to have a toll.
Wow.
So this,
what's the percentage? Somebody do that for me. 375,000.
It's about 1/7. It's about 14%.
Oh my God!
It's probably 13% to 14%.
Wow. So, presuming we have to finance $2 billion, and I've heard you say
right now, that comes in about 2.3, 2.4 right now.
The toll goes away when the debt is paid for. Will my grandchildren see that day when there's no toll? We know we won't.
Your grandchildren will.
How long were you thinking? 50 years, 40 years?
No, I think you're taught probably, at worst case scenario, 35 to 40 years. That's your worst case.
Okay.
But every penny that we get in federal dollars and grants will be used to pay that down. And just because we don't get it now doesn't mean we won't get it next year.
And
or
the
2 years,
and
or
the
5 years,
yeah,
or 10 years, or 15 years from now.
You're going to keep plowing away.
And we just keep plowing away at state governments. Say, okay, all right, you know, quit, you know, sending all your money to Birmingham and send some of it to Baldwin County and Mobile County.
Mm-hmm.
And so we'll continue to lobby, and we do, but you have to be reasonable. They have
why not some Restore Act money? I mean, we've gotten millions for that, and they just met recently. That the how are we going to divvy up $5 billion?
They had the $1 billion in
right, and the Restore Act.
Money, but they've already taken that and decided where they're going to health care and a rural broadband.
Right,
and,
right.
You know, things that I think government should stay out of private businesses' way and let the broadband carriers, you know, deal with that. I mean, it was the Bell companies that put the phones everywhere, right? I mean,
mm-hmm, yeah.
I think they did that because in today's world of and it started with the pandemic, kids couldn't access their schoolwork.
Well, then you
and
remember
couldn't
when we
participate
were
in online learning when everything was shut down.
Do you remember when you said put an impact fee on the people needing a road at the airport,
right,
or something like that? Well, then if somebody wants to put broadband in a certain area, say, well, you're going to do that, you're going to have an impact fee, we're going to charge you X amount because you're going to go help these underserved areas. If you want to put your system here and make your billions, you're going to pitch in and help this out. I think it's for private business, but now government can give them a gentle nudge.
Right.
But I don't think government needs to be doling out the money for it.
Thank you, Jack.
Because you know what? Because it's that carrier is going to start, when they do put it out there, it will eventually reach a concentration in which they can make money.
Make money. Thank you, Jack. We got to go.
All
we
right.
are out of
Thank
time.
You.
Fairhope City Councilman and Eastern Shore MPO President Jack Burrell. Swap Shop is brought to you today by these fine local businesses.
By Fairhope Hemp CBD, Hughes Funeral Home and Crematory, the Fairhope Storm, Quail Creek Golf Course Snack Bar, and welcome to the program, Alabama Ironworks.
Thank you so much for joining us. This is WABF, Mobile Fairhope. Great music and memories. Say bye, Jack.
Bye, Mark.
Bye, Mark.
Have a good one.
Bye-bye.
God bless you.